The concepts which are now being presented were set forth by Pierre Bourdieu, a French sociologist who was heavily influenced by Karl Marx. Like Marx, Bourdieu argued that capital formed the foundation of social life and dictated one's position within the hierarchy of social order. So, for Bourdieu, as for Marx, the more capital one has, the more powerful a position one occupies in society and in social life. Bourdieu, however, extended Marx's idea of capital beyond the economic realm and into the symbolic realm of culture. The concept of cultural capital refers to the collection of symbolic elements such as your skills, tastes, manners, postures, clothing, material belongings, the things you buy, all of the things material and symbolic that you acquire through being part of a particular social class. So sharing similar forms of cultural capital with others, for instance, the same taste in art or music, or a degree from a particular university versus another, creates a sense of collective identity. Those people are like us, and therefore we identify with them. For Bourdieu, cultural capital is a major source of social inequality because certain forms of cultural capital are valued over others by the powers that be. Certain forms of cultural capital can help or hinder one's social mobility just as much as income or wealth. Bourdieu also felt that cultural capital could be understood in three basic forms: embodied, objectified, and institutionalized cultural capital. The way one speaks, or a particular accent that one may have, is an example of embodied cultural capital. As opposed to the clothes one wears or the car one drives, the house in a particular neighborhood that a family may own would be examples of cultural capital in the objectified state. In the institutionalized form of cultural capital, we think about the qualifications that a person may have, including training and education, such as an advanced degree.